Business English Power, Episode 31. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei in the online world. Also, during my time spent in Japan as a corporate trainer, thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode today. Appreciate you being here. We're going to talk about a really, really amazing topic today, as always, but this one might catch your attention because, well, frankly, only 5% of my students are utilizing this secret. So I want you to get in on it as well. Don't miss it. Now, before we continue, please make sure that you are subscribed to the Business English Power Show, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, wherever you're listening, please follow and please subscribe and please leave a rating, hopefully a 5-star rating if you feel that is the case. I hope you do. And I would love to hear from you. Leave a review. Okay, let me know what you think of the podcast. And I would love to hear from you as always. You know, don't be shy and also feel free to leave a review in your native language if you're not comfortable doing it in English. Either way is appreciated. All right, so let's get to our topic today. So what is this secret that only the top 5% of my students are utilizing? Well, I'm going to tell you a quick story and then we're going to reveal what this secret is, okay? So I'm going to go back to my teaching days in Japan, and this is before I was a corporate trainer. This is when I was teaching in the, in Japan, they call Eikaiwa schools. Okay, those are not, you know, like regular elementary schools or anything. These are companies. They are schools that kind of like a night school, if that's maybe a better way to think about it. But not only at night, I mean, people could come. I mean, we had a lot of business people, anywhere from high school students up to retirees come to this school to learn English. And so, you know, back at the company I used to work for, you know, we would do like 50-minute lessons, so 50 minutes every hour. So, for example, we'd start at, we'll call it 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and we go to 1:50, and then we'd have a little break in between, a 10-minute break between 1:50 and then 2 o'clock. And then from 2 o'clock, we'd have another 50-minute lesson with the next group until 2:50 and then have another 10-minute break. So in that 10-minute break, what happened? Okay, so a lot of students would come for their class and they would wait in the lobby. So there's a little sitting area in the lobby. And so they could prepare, they could work on, you know, studying, and they could just, you know, hang out. But what we'd always recommend to students is to practice speaking with teachers that were available. And this is called lobby talk. Okay, so any teacher that was in between lessons or, you know, had free time would be there in the lobby to practice speaking with students. What does this all mean for our topic today? Well, of teaching at that school for about, almost 5 years, actually, there's one thing that I noticed, and that was how many students were actually trying to use what they learned from the class in that lobby talk area and time. Because one of the most common frustrations that I always hear, not only in Japan, but everywhere from around the world, online, every student always tells me, Al, there are no opportunities to speak English where I am. Okay, that's the common expression that I hear from many, many students. But here you had, at least in this case, a golden opportunity, even though it was only 10 minutes, but still an opportunity to just practice speaking and using what you learned in class. So how many students actually took advantage of that lobby talk period? Well, in my estimation, probably 5% or less. Okay, very few students wanted to actually practice what they learned in class. And very few students even wanted to practice chatting, which is a little bit surprising. Yeah, some did, of course. But, you know, how many students actually wanted to try and, you know, try new things? Very, very few, unfortunately. So that brings us back to our lesson today. So how does this add up for us? Well, as you know, if you have listened to my lessons under Al Sensei or the former English 2.0 podcast, you know for sure that we use a proven method called the power process. Now, the power process is something I'm very passionate about. It's something that my partner and I developed over the years of teaching in Japan, and it is basically three steps. And if you follow these three steps and then keep repeating it as you pick up new information, you're going to be very powerful. And that's why it's called the power process, all right? So here are the three steps, and you should know this already if you've been following me. But I like to repeat it because the more we repeat it, the more it gets into your head and you don't have to think about it anymore. But here it is, if you're listening for the first time. The first step of the power process is study. All right, study. So most of us out there, I'll say 99% of my students are very familiar and have no problem with this step, study. Okay, this is what we've been doing all our lives anyway. This is what we've been doing in school. Most of us have been doing in school. And this is the input phase. Okay, so this means typically when we're talking about language and English, we're talking about listening and reading. Okay, those two things. Because remember, when we listen and read, I guess now we can call it watching videos as well. You're consuming content, you are getting information into your brain, and you are learning new things, new concepts, new grammar, new vocabulary. This is our input stage. This is what I call the study phase. And most students are very comfortable doing this stage, this step of the power process. What is step number two? Well, step number two is where more students will fall off. So we go from about 99% down to maybe 50%, okay? Or maybe less, we'll call it 40%. So now this gets a bit, you know, not hard, but you have to put a little bit of effort into this step, which is the practice step, okay? First we have study, now we have practice. So what does practice mean? Practice is our output stage. Output means speaking and writing generally, okay? It means doing something productive that you are utilizing what you know, what you learned, and you are just practicing it in a safe environment, okay? Whether it is practicing, you know, your writing, if you're writing emails, writing a journal, or whether you're speaking out loud, okay? Again, speaking not with your eyes, but speaking with your mouth so that the words are coming out. And again, you might be just speaking to yourself. You might be recording yourself. That's a good way to do it too. You might just be speaking to a wall. This is actually what I was used to do when I was studying Japanese, when I was learning Japanese. I would, you know, learn something from my textbook and then I would just practice speaking it to myself while I was in the bathroom. And that's a true story. I would do that. And so it doesn't really matter. I mean, yeah, of course it's helpful to have someone there to correct you and listen to you, but we don't always have that. So practice can just be even just practice speaking it, moving your mouth, making sure that the tone is coming out and that you are actually producing the sounds of the words and the phrases that you want to learn. So that is the practice stage. All right. Now we move on to the third step of the power process, which is perform. So we have study, practice, perform. So perform is now, of course, bringing it all together. So we're utilizing what we've learned in a real life situation. All right. That is the perform step. So that's when we drop off to this 5%. How many students actually go in the real world and use what they've learned, what they've studied, and what they've practiced? So this is the stage that I want all of you to start striving for, because this is where you're going to be tested. This is where you're going to really find out if you can achieve what you set out to do. And don't worry. Sometimes it's going to work. Sometimes it's not going to work. Don't be afraid of failure, because remember, it's part of the learning process. Okay? It's not failure because you're learning. Now you'll get feedback sometimes and you just reincorporate that for the next time. Don't worry about it. We're not trying to be perfect every single time. The people that you're in communication with are not looking for perfection. And as my friends over at All Ears English, and I am in agreement 100%, I interviewed Lindsay McMahon over there a few podcast episodes, actually a couple of years ago now. But definitely I can concur, we can agree that connection is always the main point, not perfection. Okay, so remember to always remember that. Go for connection with the person rather than perfection. And just practice speaking when you're in a real world situation, and I call that performing. All right, and then when you pick up new information or you're going to study something new, we start the process again. We study, practice, perform. Study, practice, perform. All right, so perform is the main topic of today's lesson, today's episode. That is the secret that my top 5% of students are actually doing. That's what separates them from the other 95%. If you want to get to that 5%, you have to start performing. So don't be afraid. You know, you'll find those opportunities. If you need to know how to find and create opportunities, check it out in my book, English Fluency Power. And you can get that at englishfluencypower.com. And I give a lot of step-by-step action steps that you can follow in order to help you find and create opportunities to speak and use your English if you don't have them already. If you have them already, great, perfect. Get out there and give it a go, all right? So I hope that is helpful. Study, practice, perform. Don't forget, keep doing it. And yeah, let me know how it goes, okay? And you can always email me with questions, al@businessenglishpower.com. I would love to hear from you. Please give a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening. That would be greatly appreciated. Actually, if you're listening in Spotify, they have a new thing on the episode where it asks you, what did you think of this episode? Well, let me know right there. I would love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear your comments on this episode. Let me know. And yeah, continue. Level up. Remember, we always talk about leveling up your learning, because definitely you will level up your life. And that's what this is all about. And particularly in business English, our business lives. All right? And that'll affect our regular lives. It's all connected, guys, as you have, I'm sure you're aware of. Okay? So I'm going to end there for today. Thanks for listening. We're going to have another power-packed episode very shortly. So again, make sure you're subscribed. Don't miss another episode of Business English Power. If you missed any, go back and check out some older episodes. They're all very useful and valuable. All right, so take care, guys, and I'll see you on the next episode of Business English Power. Remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.